Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Lynn Rosa, Tony Briggs, and Chris Dana with 100 Plus Men on a Mission Red Rock, and Joe Lichtai with the Pella Knights of Columbus join us on today's program to talk about the donation 100 Plus Men on a Mission made to the Knights of Columbus campaign for persons with intellectual disabilities. And we are here with an interesting collaboration, 100 Plus Men on a Mission Red Rock and the Knights of Columbus, one of the biggest checks you've given and one of the biggest you've received. Lynn, I'll start with you. What does it mean to be out here at St. Mary's Church to be able to donate to this cause and kind of a unique gift this time for the 100 Plus Men?
That's right. It's our privilege to be out here this morning. We've been doing this for a couple of years, and it's always a rewarding opportunity to come out and support people and organizations that are in the community supporting others. And that's what we've got here today with the Knights of Columbus.
Well, and Joe, I've had the chance to talk to you many times over the past month or so about this Knights of Columbus campaign for persons with intellectual disabilities. It's your biggest year yet. I know you don't want to unveil everything yet, but what does this gift mean to your cause and to be able to give to all the organizations you're supporting?
Every year it just gets straight to the heart. The opportunity to be charitable as men who collectively come together, and this year was really neat to have 100 men on a mission kind of kicking the butts of the Knights of Columbus to do a better job of giving ourselves. So I think this year, if it all goes well, we'll come out with a record, Andrew, and we'll be able to deliver that a big check to our customers over the next few weeks.
Well, and Tony, you were there on the night where Mike Buchheit from the Knights had presented it. What do you think resonated with your group about what the Knights were doing?
Yeah, I think innately we all find ourselves to be a bit competitive. So the challenge that Mike set forth in terms of, you know, that what the Knights were trying to do to raise money, I think brought out a bit of the competitive spirit and actually brought in some of the late contributions from our team that pushed us all the way up to the $10,500 number.
And I'm guessing the causes were probably a part of that, too, just that ability to give to all of those at one time.
Sure, absolutely.
And then, Christopher, what's it like to see the group grow so much, especially this year? I think when the pandemic hit, you've given your two biggest checks yet, which many people say, well, you know, people are hurting right now. But I'm guessing that's been really great to see that kind of cause rally together.
Yeah, this has been really exciting for us. When we came into the year, you know, we'd been running at about 60 members for a meeting. And so our goal has always been to have 100 plus men be a part of this. And, you know, the simple math there is 100 plus men times $100 each. We can give donations of $10,000+. And what's been amazing out of our second quarter meeting, where we really focused on how do we help people that just need a little bit of help with food safety and food security during the pandemic, and saw a big check there. And what's great is a lot of those guys came back and joined us again into Q3, and we look forward to seeing them again in the fourth quarter when we'll meet again in November.
Well, and Joe, remind our listeners what the impact this group is going to have on top of all of the radiothon that we did this year with you guys. It was a lot of fun. You know, let our listeners know where all this money is going.
The COC this year did not get to run their golf outing, which is typically 20 to 40 grand a year. So a lot of what we're going to be able to do is impact that lack of fundraiser. The dollars are also going to both school systems, both Pella Christian and Pella Community. The Iowa Special Olympics always gets 10% of everything that we raise. And the Kiwanis guys have inspired us all with their disability park. So you put all those together, and I think I covered them all. We're going to make a big hit and make a big impact in the lives of people with intellectual disabilities in our town. So,
well, and Lynn, I talked to you about 100 Plus Men on a Mission when you were guys were just getting started with what you were doing, not only here in Pella, of course, but throughout the Red Rock area. What has it meant to you to see this grow, and what do you hope to continue to do as you expand your horizons? I know your next meeting is up in Prairie City. You've done a lot of work in Knoxville and throughout our county.
It has been exciting. You know, the goal was to get to 100 men, and we're almost there. I haven't mentioned it to the guys, but my next goal is to challenge everybody to maybe we get to 200. I don't think it's unreasonable that there's that many more guys in this community that we can all give that $100 check. It's not a big burden, but the goal is just to keep growing. And it's really exciting, the growth we've seen here in the last couple of quarters of this year. And we'd really like to keep driving that forward and just to continue to support the Red Rock area in general.
Well, and Tony, how do people join? What's the way for them to get in touch with your organization, become one of those 100 men, and to continue to give quarterly?
Yeah, I think the easiest place and where we're probably most prominent is on Facebook. So you can look up 100 Men on a Mission Red Rock on Facebook. There's, you know, you can like that. That'll get you in our database, and then we'll send you membership forms from there on.
Once again, that was Lynn Rosa, Tony Briggs, Chris Dana, and Joe Lichtai discussing a donation made by 100 Plus Men on a Mission Red Rock to the annual Campaign for Persons with Intellectual Disabilities in Pella. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.